We better get going.
Okay. All right. Dan Boone?
Here.
Tom Gideon called to let us know that he wouldn't be here. Tony Mullen?
Present.
Mark Weiss?
Here.
And Alan Lawson?
Here.
We have established a quorum.
The next item on our agenda is election of 2016 officers. And I just want to mention we're short, one member. Bob,
yes.
Do you think it's appropriate to do that today or wait till we have a full board to address this issue?
Really, the board could continue this until next month in hopes that there is that fifth member.
There's a reason I'm asking this. Alan, are you resigning?
Correct. I might not be here next month, and let the new guy, if that's what you want. If I'm replaced.
Well, I'm hoping that you're staying and you're telling us you're not resigning.
Thank you.
But that's
awful
not the case.
I'll be busy in it, but if I'm, if they don't have me replaced, I'll certainly try to be here. But as far as elections go, it'd be nice to have a new guy.
Just wanted this to be a discussion. I'm not going to be making any motions, but if there is one at this time for the election of officers or to postpone, then I'd entertain it.
Make a motion to postpone that until the next meeting.
I'll second that.
Been a motion made and seconded to postpone the election of officers to our following meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Pass unanimously. Okay, and the governing statutes. Bob, would you please give us the governing statutes of the Board of Adjustment?
Okay, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to 1, hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it, or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Or 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Bob, would you also explain the public hearing procedures and the presentation of exhibits?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the April 20th, 2016 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear 1 appeal and 2 variance requests. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the application, you must sign up at the front of the room here. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
We have two variances and one appeal before us tonight, three public hearings. Has everyone that would like to speak signed in? If not, it's not too late. Okay, our first public hearing will be SMBZ LLC. It is an appeal, and with those involved in this case that will be speaking, please come forward to be sworn in. Please raise your right hand. Do you just swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you. You may be seated. And our first hearing for first person speaking concerning SMBZ, and I believe that is an appeal, is Robert, I can't pronounce the last name, is it H. Hansler?
Hanslong.
Close? Robert, the floor is yours.
Close in horseshoes. I guess basically what we said during the planning and zoning hearing is still in effect here. It was denied, the original request was denied for incompatibility. We live in a residential area. What they are asking is that 20% of our neighborhood be commercial, because an overnight rental is commercial. The incompatibilities to the area, roads do not support the type of traffic that would be there for overnight rentals. It was mentioned that this area is recreational, which means that we bring in boats, trailers of all kinds, maybe even pontoon boats. And the example I gave during the planning and zoning was that if all of these houses were occupied at the same time by the Pontoon Association of America, there would be no place for those pontoon boats. Given the driveways that they're going to have because of the inability to build a driveway big enough, the pontoon boat doesn't fit. Two pontoon boats cannot pass on those roads. I have a Ford 150, and I can't make the turn in the cul-de-sacs at the ends of the road. Now, how do you do that with pontoon boat? We have children in the area. We have safety issues with that. And just the size of the roads. We are a quiet neighborhood. We're off of Lakeshore Drive. Incompatibility for us is a residential neighborhood. So, based on that and based on what the appeal has said, it does not seem that they are really all that concerned about our ability to appreciate and enjoy the properties that we purchased. And they are pretty much saying that you guys don't have authority to say anything, if you read their appeal. Part of it says that you're not a real body. And based on that, their appeal should be granted. Well, wait a minute. If you're not an appropriate body, darn, what was that last paragraph here? For all these reasons, the applicants, SMBZ, asked the Board of Zoning Adjustment to grant its request to use lots 20 to 38 Woodbridge Subdivision Phase 2 for houses that are rented for periods of time less than 30 consecutive days. Well, if they're asking you to approve it, you got, they got to admit that you are an established body. I don't know which side of their mouth they're talking out of. As far as the term compatibility, they say in here something to the effect of it being, the decision was capricious. But here in compatibility, dictionary definitions, the free dictionary talks about accommodation, accord, accordance, adjustment, affiliation agreement, amity, attunement, balance, coexistence, congeniality. Overnight rentals don't fit that bill as being compatible with a residential neighborhood. Therefore, we urge you strongly to deny this appeal. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And I apologize to Bob and then to Tim. I believe, Tim, do you represent the owner of the property?
Yes.
Bob, will you present this case? We're going to get back to you after they present the case, and okay. we might have some questions for you then, Bob. But thank you for your time.
To me, it doesn't matter what order you take.
I'm going to take Bob first. Let him explain it, then I'm going to take you. But you'll both be Bob, then you, Tim.
Okay.
You're second on the list, Tim, is why I jumped to him. You didn't sign that first line.
Apologize.
This is case number 2016-1A. The request is an appeal of the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 permit, case number 2015-22. The applicant is SMBZ LLC, Steve Creedon, and the representative is Tim Davis. The property in question is located at Jamie Court at Woodbridge Estates Drive, Branson, Missouri. We've got it highlighted here. And we'll zoom in on the property in question. It's in the Scott Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property. The request again is the applicant is seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 permit case number 2015-22. The Division 3 permit application sought Planning Commission approval, allowing the 19 lots within Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 to be utilized for nightly rental. The background and site history on this, on December 10th, 2004, the final plat of Woodbridge Estates Phase 1 was signed by the planning administrator and filed with the Recorder of Deeds office, initially creating a two-lot subdivision. On December 20th, 2004, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 0464, authorizing the development of a 45-lot medium-density residential subdivision, later to be known as Woodbridge Estates. On September 28th, 2005, the final plat of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 was filed with the Recorder of Deeds office upon being signed by the planning administrator, creating a 37-lot subdivision. And, of course, a portion of this 37-lot subdivision is what's in question today. On July 15th, 2015, the Board of Adjustment approved a setback variance request by SMBZ LLC, Steve Creedon. The Board approved a 15-foot setback variance, allowing the future residences within the 19 lots in question to be set back from the front property line adjoining Woodbridge Estates and Jamie Court by 10 feet. Then on November 16th, 2015, the Taney County Planning Commission denied Division 3 permit case number 2015-22. The Planning Commission voted to deny this Division 3 permit request by a unanimous vote. The Planning Commission based its decision to deny this case upon the belief that the nightly rental of the 19 future residences would not be compatible with the adjoining single-family residential uses within the neighboring subdivisions. The applicant, of course, now is appealing this November 16th decision by the Planning Commission. In review, in the submitted application.